the significance of expression and communication. This reflection explains the reason I was drawn to the major of speech communication. I didn't know then that verbal communication would be fundamental to my career and calling. That negative situation positioned me to feeling a sense of empowerment after speaking truth. Now, I speak truth as I minister, and am able to see the positive impact that it has on people. According to Webster, the word revealed is defined as no longer concealed, uncovered as by opening a curtain. The premise of this book is to share with you how all of the negativity, pain, loss, grief, misunderstandings, and rejection that I have faced pushed me into purpose. It was used to reveal what was already on the inside of me. Within all along was a minister, public speaker, life coach, author, and entrepreneur. But I didn't realize it until the pain pulled the cover off of who was hiding in me. As I share various storms that I've endured, I want you to look at your life and have what I like to call revelation moments. It's those instances where you see what your personal adversity was teaching you, showing you, pulling out of you, and pushing you into. One of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. What does the word all mean? It means all. This means that the repossession, foreclosure, divorce, molestation, sickness, loss of your loved one, financial lack, loneliness, depression, mental illness, and every injurious situation that has come your way is actually working for you and not against you. Let's think of it in the terms of mathematics. If a negative number is multiplied by another negative number, it yields a positive number. So the plethora of hardships that you've had to deal with are being used to unveil your purpose and to elevate you to a greater level. The safe place. It is beneficial to your life to have a safe place that you can express hurtful situations. Surround yourself with those that truly have your best interest in mind. I have faced some really tough days, but what helped me was being able to send a text message or make a phone call to relieve myself of some of the thoughts going through my head. My spiritual sister, Pastor Robbie Cade Ferge, says, "We don't fight alone." In other words, let your trusted support system know what's going on so they can help you. They can pray for you and be a sounding board to assist with solutions to your dilemma. Of course, you can't trust everyone. Use discernment in choosing who to share your quandaries with. You may have a loved one that can aid in your emotional struggles because they've dealt with it and overcame it. Then, you may have another friend that you can share a health crisis with, and they have the faith to hear the diagnosis, but decide to trust God for healing. Also, in choosing your safe place, be sure not to trust your innermost feelings with those that talk too much. If they will tell all of their business, then they will tell yours as well. If they are always discussing someone else's private issues, then yours will be added to their agenda as the next topic of discussion. Spend time in prayer asking God about who can be trusted and who can't. As my sweet grandmother says, "Baby, you can't tell your business to everybody." Discernment is key. After reading various articles about why men die earlier than women, it is often noted that a contributing factor is how men deal with stress. For all of the male readers, I want to emphasize the importance for you to verbalize and not internalize. Talk it out. Ask God to show you the person or persons that you can express to without condemnation. As you begin to verbalize your feelings, answers to your questions will come forth. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, He felt like giving up. He was to bear the sins of the entire world. He had to bear every hurt, pain, disappointment, worry, discomfort, and discouragement that every person would ever experience. His excruciating, painful death was before Him. They went to the olive grove called Gethsemane, and Jesus said, "Sit here."